all of this is about education, because the risk of developing heart disease is a lifetime risk of developing it. So the more you know early on, the more information and education you have about it, the better you will be prepared for the future and likely prevent some of these things happening to you.
Dr. Milena Yanni is a cardiologist at Spectrum Health, and she says education is key as it relates to heart disease. She says many people do not educate themselves about the disease until they're forced to. But she says people should take the time to evaluate potential risk factors in their lives, like a family history, being overweight, smoking, and high cholesterol. During Heart Awareness Month, Spectrum Health has developed a true-false test about heart disease. Dr. Yanni answered a couple of questions for us. The first question on the test says a heart attack means your heart has stopped working.
That would not be a true statement, so that is a false statement. A heart attack only, it means that blood supply to a certain area of the heart is lacking. We can treat that either with intervention or medications at times, and that does not mean that the heart has stopped working or has failed.
Another part of the true-false test, approximately one woman every minute dies of heart disease.
That, unfortunately, is a true statement, and that is why I cannot emphasize enough that, unlike what was happening in the 40s and 50s, where heart disease was believed to be only of the male sex, women need to be checked and be evaluated by their physician for risk factors of heart disease, and especially because women do present differently than men do.
There are a total of 8 questions on the test. To finish it, you can find it and more information about heart health at spectrumhealth.org/heart. Jennifer Moss, WGVU News.